Did you always want to be a pop star from an early age?
I never called it a pop star. I come from such an early age that I just wanted to be a singer and an actor. I wanted to be an entertainer in show business.
You're from Houston, weren't you?
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
What sort of music was around you then at an early age?
Country Western, but there was all kind of music. There was Frank Sinatra was big in the charts, and all kind of music was played around my house. And my mother had me singing with her to the radio when I was 4 and 5.
Did she really?
3 and 4, yeah.
What sort of songs do you remember singing along to on the radio?
A lot of the Andrew Sisters stuff, a lot of Frank Sinatra's stuff.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't meet Frank, but I knew Nancy, his daughter, very well, who married one of my closest friends, Tommy Sands.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you remember that first single, Try to Forget Her?
Try to Forget Her, yes, I do. I even went to plug that on a TV station in Houston, and that was the first time I ever met Andy Williams. He was on the show with me.
You know, looking back, I mean, there we are. I went straight for Hold Me. I thought we'd just play that because PJ Preby, we play it a lot on the radio station here. But, oh. I mean, there are other sides to you, aren't there, music-wise? Maria from West Side Story, Somewhere as well, which were totally different style of songs, weren't they?
Well, those were ballads, which I like to sing best. And so, my idols and my heroes were Gordon McRae and the men who did all the musicals in the motion pictures. And they were the big orchestra and the big band singers.
Let's talk about the moment that a lot of people still talk about, when your trousers split. Did that actually happen?
Oh, it happened.
Why is it made headlines all over the world?
Because it was, whether they split or not, I was already kicked off the tour. I'd been bought off.
What was the story about this? Come on, because who better to ask than you?
I was bought off the tour that money exchanged hands to Jones Collins' father, who is a producer. And they wanted to put this other person on in my place, but the Grades and the Delphonts said, no, we can't do that because PJ has too big a following and this person doesn't have that yet. So we can't just throw PJ off the tour. So Mary Whitehouse chimed in and said, he's an American. He'll do something that I can get him on a morals clause. And so when the pants split, that's all she needed. And she went to town. Her headlines were already written and everything. And they threw me off and replaced me. But I had actually been bought off. It had nothing to do with the pants splitting. That was just used as an excuse to the public to why they were doing it.
Were they just badly fitting trousers, though?
No, they were velvet. And I was doing knee slides across the stage.
Oh, dear.
I didn't just stand in a spot and shake my hair like everybody else. I did a black act like you'd find at the Apollo Theater with James Brown.
Like many of the footballers do over here, these knee slides when they score a goal at the moment.
That's right. I did that on stage.
But not in velvet trousers. Oh, my goodness. Can life ever be described as normal when you're up there? You know, right, those heady days. Do you remember when the trousers split? When you were touring and you were all over the place, you were headline news everywhere. Can life ever be normal?
Well, that was normal to me. Nothing's ever been normal since.
Really?
No.
Elvis the Musical, you were in that as well, weren't you?
I was in that twice. Once in 77 for Jack Good, and then once in 96 and 97 for Bill Kenwright, and played the same part. So I've been 42 years old twice.
And you knew Elvis from a fairly early age?
Oh, since I was 13, 12,
really?
13.
Really? As young as that?
Yeah.
What do you remember of him at that age?
Well, I remember me and Tommy Sands, we had a radio show called Cracker Barrel Corner. And Biff Colley, the man that ran it, came up to us one day and said, you guys are playing at the Hitchin Post this Saturday. I'll be there with you, and there'll be a new boy in town. I'll introduce you to him. His name's Elvis Presley, and he has a new record out called That's All Right, Little Mama. So we went out there and did the show that Saturday, and we were introduced and everything, and Elvis took a shine to my sister Betty, who was already going with Tommy. And so Elvis started coming over to the house all the time, and I had to make sure that Tommy and Elvis were like ships in the night and didn't know about each other.